N6CLX mobile.
N6CLX mobile.
I was just wondering if the radio, my radio was working because it was just so silent on the way home. I had a 38-minute trip and there wasn't a single person breaking squelch.
Just got out of the office and started the car and whoops, there you were.
Usual time on the way to ride home. Like I said, I'm running a little bit late from work because I left at 5:15. But like I said, had to do something looking for an email from on our archive device. So it took me a little bit later, so I'm just now making it to Highway 14 off of 85.
Like I said, I'm still over here in Spartanburg. Starting it out. I left late because I got in late today. We took a three days off, and we had an extended weekend with the grandkids, and 10-hour drives each way, and results in getting home late last night.
Definitely makes me tired just even hearing it.
So, anyway, it was a fun time. Now I'm going home. We're going to eat a dinner. We've already decided. We're eating dinner and going to bed.
Definitely thing to do if you, because your body knows best. If you're tired, give it what it needs and get some rest.
Doing great. Woke up this morning and I said, oh man, my usual time, 3 a.m. I looked at the clock and said 4. I said, well, that makes sense. We're in Mississippi. I'm used to the central time. No big deal. Took a melatonin and said, I probably shouldn't have done that, but it's okay. I've got at least 3 hours to recover. Little did I know that the clock hadn't been changed for the daylight savings time, so boy, was that a problem.
It was a big problem. Like I said, all the clocks I have in my house runs off of satellite, so it automatically updates with the ending and beginning of daylight savings time.
I'm still old school there, so, oh well.
I have clocks that chime that I have to change on the hours, but and with the seasons, but most of the regular digital clocks, they definitely run automated.
But I never changed my watch for the daylight savings time, so I think I was running on 3 time zones, and I wasn't sure which one I was in.
It's interesting to try to do.
Yeah, I had to take some aspirin this morning. I felt like I should have just gone ahead and drunk that whole bottle.
But I can definitely, for right now, knock on wood that I don't take any kind of medications, that I'm not on any prescribed medications, or I just mainly take an aspirin in the morning just for as a preventative and leave it at that.
Yeah, over the weekend, I was at my brother-in-law's. He got his ticket 2 years ago. I've had my license for 40 years. I just got extra. He just upgraded 2 months ago. Took him a whole year. So we got on 17 meters at his location, in his shack. Talked to Japan the other evening. That was first time ever for me.
Very amazing and great job. So, yeah, I'm looking at some point in time, I'm going to be getting the radio for my house and then go from there, and it'll be, you know, where I can talk on more than one frequency, so that way I'm just not sure what to get yet, and I'll have to work out the antenna, since I live in an HOA that it's got to be hidden, or you know, use what I got.
Good designs for multi-band antennas to go up in your attic if you got a long enough attic.
But you have to, of course, drill a hole in the ceiling to run it down through.
Just make it real easy and step off one of the rafters.
KO4PXB.
N6 fix CLX. I said, or do it the easy way and accidentally step off one of the rafters. Your foot goes through.
I think I'll just stick with drilling a hole in the ceiling.
Your wall somewhere there, you can just drill through the header and go down the wall and snake it down. Should be able to, at least. Interior walls, of course, don't have all the insulation.
Kind of interference would I get if I run it down the same outlet with the power and just put a separate plate on it that has two for the outlet and then one for that coax to run through?
I doubt it. That coax does a pretty good job shielding, but you know, you got to remember it's a 60 hertz. It's real low frequency. Your radio probably won't have much of a problem with it. Might induce a voltage, I don't know, but man, RF is pretty high voltage. By the way, we were talking in Japan on 17 meters with 100 watts and an end-fed long wire. That's it. No beam, no nothing.
KB4 CBA. You've got my 2-meter antenna coax run down right beside an electrical wire, 110, and with no effect whatsoever.
Running an HF amp on that line where you're pulling a lot of amperage, it shouldn't have a whole lot of heavy magnetism so that it will induce a lot of voltage.
I appreciate that information. Now I don't want to beat a dead horse with trying to figure out what a good radio to get for inside the house and what wattage, and of course I definitely want to make it where it talks on more than one frequency, so that's one thing that I'm just trying to look at now and get an idea.
I'm going to take my rig down there next time. He's on a hill, and he's got 65 acres, but he's kind of down on the bottom of the hill. The water table runs below his property into his pond, so he's got free-flowing water. It's like a natural spring going through all the time, and his antenna and ground wire, or ground rod, are going right into that. He's doing stations on 100 watts into Eastern Europe, Japan, Australia, New Zealand. He's doing it all the time. Antenna, like I said, it's an end-fed random length wire, but really it's tuned for... His buddy tuned it for 40 meters, I believe. No, 80 meters. So he can go 80 meters, 40 meters, all of 15, all the way up. That one wire will handle all the bands through. We even tuned his radio on 6. It actually tuned on 6 meters. LX for PID.
4 HKX, mobile.
Thought my radio burned out on me. I was talking to Lloyd and Dave there, and then it was just complete silence.
I was in, coming out of the black hole. I don't know what happened to them. They just kind of went away. Maybe they got a phone call or something.
That's so soothing. They're asleep, drifting on the side of the road.
Poor PXB. I was writing down all the information y'all were talking about.
He snaked it through trees. I have an HOA in my neighborhood, and I've got a wire snaking through the trees. No one can see it. In fact, I know it's there, and half the time I can't find it until I stare. But if you got the trees, I think you'll be fine. But it's an end-fed wire with a loading coil on the end. There's plenty of information on the web for that I can steer you the right direction if you want.
Go for a PXB, you're saying end-fed?
Yeah. If you look up end-fed Hertz, Hertz. End-fed Zap. That's what you need to look up. It's what they used to use on the Zeppelin. So it's a It's a tuned length wire fed from the end, but your feed point impedance needs to be matched because the feed point impedance at the end of a wire, if it's a half wavelength, crap, I can't remember. I almost got run over by a guy here. I think it's around 300, or maybe 300 ohms. Anyway, higher than your 50, you have to have an impedance matching transformer there, or a balun. That's what you where you need your coil.
Go for a PXP. Yeah, I'll look it up here shortly, and then because I'm driving right now, it's definitely impossible because I only have my laptop up and running. I wouldn't do that while I'm driving anyway, so I'll definitely look at it shortly.
I've only run wire antennas. I've never had anything with any more gain than a dipole. Or right now I'm running an off-center fed dipole through the trees. It's about 80 through 6, and it's about 190 feet long from end to end. But again, it's half, it's off-center, two-thirds on one side, one-third on the other, something like that, with a matching box in the middle.
I looked at doing the antenna in the attic, so I'm definitely looking at that possibility too. And I also saw where you could kind of tie it in with your flagpole.
Yeah, you can make an antenna out of that flagpole. You make a nice vertical out of it.
Have a flagpole that's in my front yard that, of course, fly a flag with it.
Precedent that depends on how your HOA wants to approach it, but you can send them a letter that says you're a FCC licensed emergency communication system station, and you can try to fight them that way. I prefer just to be incognito with this antenna, and I don't cause any problems.
Also, look at that for the because our HOA is definitely nothing to fight with because they get crazy on sending out letters, and it's just not worth fighting on them because you can't even have a motorcycle in our HOA. You have to keep it in the garage and not let it be seen. It can't be loud. Just very crazy. KO4 PXB. When I got my towable camper, I was waiting on a slot to open up where I could store it somewhere, and within 2 days I got a letter from the HOA saying that the campers can't be parked in the driveway.
Pretty much the same way. If you have a vehicle, it's got to be in the garage, no matter how many wheels. Boats, same thing. If you park something on the street, it can only be there one night, maybe two. That's it.
That's very funny. There's no way I'd get any one of my cars in the driveway, into the garage. Because, like I said, I had my father-in-law died, so everything was, we had to do an immediate clean out of his house because his wife, or widow, actually sold it. And so we just had to do an immediate clean out with my garage.
They, you know what? They allow us to park out on the drive. I think it's no more than two vehicles in the drive because I do it all the time, especially in winter when I've got the plants in the garage to try to keep some of them alive.
Yeah, I've got a covered porch area that I built, and during the winter time, I put probably about 6 mil plastic over there, and then put a little heater and set it to 59 degrees, and that keeps it pretty warm, and I keep the ficus trees in there pretty much all winter.
Got the electric bill?
I do the fact that it has a thermostat in it. When it gets above 59 degrees, it shuts off, and so it's not bad at all. It adds probably about $40 compared to keeping the plants alive.
CLX, yeah, that's $40. That's the price of one of those plants. Actually, that's a lot less than one of those plants.
One of them's actually from my wife's mother. So she always wants that one pretty much to not die or get stressed out. And ficus trees are very temperamental. They don't like to be moved and even roughed up coming into the sunroom. Sometimes they'll start dropping leaves like you just tortured them to death.
Yeah, I let the citrus go. I've just got tired of replanting them every year into bigger and bigger pots. And they finally just got so unruly, I said, my back would appreciate just killing these. Especially the only one that produced was the lemon, and that's the one that actually died last year because I didn't realize it, but the bottom rotted out of the pot, and as I was moving it, the whole dirt ball under the roots fell out, and they're sensitive to that. So when I lost the lemon, the only one that was producing, I let the orange and the grapefruit sit out this winter. And you know, that dang grapefruit was still hanging on. I don't know how it handled it this last cold spell. I haven't looked at it yet.
Yep. All right, this is KO4PXB. I'm now in the driveway, so I'll say 73 till I talk to you again.
Okay, careful. Don't hit the ficus tree and shake it. N6CLX, I'll talk to you later. N6CLX.
I'll be here for a few more minutes.
Yeah, me too. How was your weekend?
Pretty good. Friday, me and Chad and Daniel took down my antenna, run new feed lines, and rewired everything on the rotator and got it all working. So we had a busy Friday.
A lot of work. Yeah. So if you were listening, I made a contact on my brother-in-law's radio, which is cool because he's in Mississippi, and these DX stations don't get a lot of Mississippi. So this guy was really excited to talk to two stations in Mississippi. Little did he know that it was the same radio. But I just ID'd with my call sign and said portable. And then before that, put some lead through my new rifle down on his property. So, all in all, that was a great day.
A good day also.
I wouldn't charge him for all the lead I left behind and especially the furrows I left for him.
Leave him the brass.
That was all steel cased.
Connect.
Got a sighted in, so it looks pretty good. It's going to be fun to shoot that at the range now.
I don't have, and I don't think I've ever shot one of those.
I was at Palmetto. I got the AR and the AK. And the AR is just a whole lot nicer to shoot. Even the trigger is just smoother, nicer. It's nice.
A few of those. They're pretty good. They're fun to shoot.
Hey, the thing I like the most is you don't clean it until you put about 10,000 rounds through.
Never clean it then. Stops after you get home and you have to clean everything up from the others.
I had one for about 30 years. He cleaned it one time. And he said took out about a quarter inch of carbon out of it. Well, it was still working great.
They're pretty durable guns, so like I said, I don't know. I've never shot one of them.
And they look cool. So, I mean, man, it's the best of all worlds.
Cool thing is the important part, right?
Oh, you know it.
Part that scares everybody.
And if he saw this on YouTube, his wife showed me some new uses for the empty mags. The best use was opening a beer bottle with it. So I took a video of me doing that. So how can you go wrong? You shoot the gun, empty the mag, and then you open your beer.
Not shooting after you're opening the beer.
Yep. Although, when I lived in Arizona back in the 80s, they actually had a gun range that half was a bar and the other half was a range. Never understood that.
I'll be visiting that one. But, Mike, I have arrived at my destination here, so I'm going to say 7-3. You be careful on your rest of your trip on in, and I will talk to you on down the log. KO4HKX, 7-3.
KO4HKX, N6CLX, 73. Have a good evening, Patrick, and I'll talk to you soon. I'll be clear.
CEF, Mo.
For HKX, evening, Andrew.
They still out and about?
No, I've already been home and, I didn't go home. I go to my grandfather's house and took a look at a toilet for him and take care of it, and then I'm heading home.
AB2HXS Mobile.
You got Patrick and Andrew here.
Oh, I'm just heading down. I got a 7 o'clock appointment or physical therapy massage. Patrick, over to you, sir.
Going.
We're on the way there now. My toilet's doggone all this rains and got my septic tank backed up. Freaking pain in the butt.
Yes, it does.
Dip up in some hot water and then you get it to activate and flush it down the furthest toilet and work your way closer to the septic. When was the last time you had the system pumped out?
That's the bad part.
Ooh. Yeah, you may have an issue with the drain field.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
A year ago?
I'd had 2 years, so I'm almost positive there's something wrong with the leach field.
Spots in the yard?
I walked down the yard this evening. I mean, it's not the first time. We had it, like I said, we had it pumped out a couple years ago, but I mean, I kind of knew it was coming, but all this rain, I was checking my weather station. We've had almost 3 inches of rain already this month, and now it's supposed to rain again.
Sometimes they can get in there with the, or they have a pressure washer that they feed into the tubing of the drain field, and they can dislodge some of the dirt and solids that are in there and get it to work for a while.
In field without just tearing it all up, or is it pretty much got to dig your yard up and rebuild one?
That's a tough question. That really is a tough question. How old is the drain field, do you know? Is it original with the house?
It's probably about, I think I've been in the house 16 years, 15 or 16 years now.
I really don't know. The clay up here, unless they get the drain field down deep enough to get it to drain, I don't know. A lot of different factors that you got to watch for.
I'm going to be spending some money that I don't want to, but, it is what it is.
Ambulance trying to get across 29 and nobody's stopping. What's wrong with this picture?
Back anymore.
I was trying to get across 29 here at 101 or Buncombe Road, and everybody kept cutting them off. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Day and age, everybody's just so narcissistic or just so self-absorbed, they don't think about it.
Distracted.
Yeah, by the damn phones. How about the drain field is, if you can find your septic and find the line that feeds the drain field, sometimes there's a junction box. In Florida, we had like a plastic junction box that would feed off into fingers. And you can get the pressure washer with that hose in there and blast it clean so it'll drain again. It might fix it, but you're taking a chance. That's all I can say about that. But it could be possible to blast it out.
Had to end up calling somebody out, but I doubt they'll come out while it's raining. So it's gonna be a fun couple days.
I get the tank pumped out anyway. Might as well have that done first.
If she's going to have to call them and figure out what we can do.
Yeah, I'm still here. But you'll want to have somebody come out and look at it before you have it pumped. That way they know what's going on. I'm full pulling in the driveway, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Andrew, you be careful on the Boy Scouts, and have a good evening. And Dave, enjoy your physical therapy there. And I will talk to you gentlemen on down the log, 04-HK, and I'll be clear.
All right, Patrick, have a good evening. We still got to run into you and get that other wrench from you. KO4HKX, KB2HXS. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, I don't have much longer, so... at least I get something to look forward to. Anyway, KO4CEF. I'll be here for just a few more minutes.
Yeah, I got about a 9-minute ride down 29 here, so I'm with you for a few more minutes. Yeah, when we bought the house a year and a half ago, we had the drain field replaced. I can't remember how much it was. I think it was just around $4,000 or $5,000. And they use this new stuff. The old terracotta pipe in the ground there was all backed up with roots and stuff. And the new stuff is a black corrugated pipe that has these big socks around it that has a styrofoam in it, and it allows the water to drain through. And they stacked it. So I've got a brand new drain field as of a year and a half ago, and we do use Ridex, so that is something. And the other possibility is, I don't know how many people you have in the house, but if when they pumped out the tank 2 years ago, if they didn't use any chemicals in it to clean it, I mean, you could be backed up with some solids or whatever. It could be a lot of different things.
Yeah, no, that's kind of what worries me a little bit. So you want to go ahead and get out? But, yeah, I'm going to have to call somebody out, get them to come look at the system and let me know what's going on with it. 2 years, it shouldn't need to be pumped again unless something's just not working right. So I'm probably going to be in the same boat, spending a couple $1,000s to get it all fixed.
Now, come on now. Don't be like that. Dig the ground up a little bit and try and find a pipe that feeds the drain field. It could be crushed, You don't know where the heck it goes. Could be backed up with crud.
Yeah, that's possible. I guess I should try to look at it on the right side, but I just know my luck is going to be something good. So, it's just the way it works. All right, well, I'm going to have to tell you 7-3. I'm pulled into the parking lot now, so I'm going to walk on in here and get started on this Boy Scout stuff. So, you have a good evening, and be safe out there on the road. And hopefully we'll holler at you again on the radio. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear when you're final.
All right, KO4CEF, KB2HXS, for those of you that can't hear it too fast. Patrick will get that later. All right, see you, 73, have a good night.